the headquarters of the American Radio Relay League in Newington, Connecticut, this is ARRL Audio News for Friday, December 19th, 2014. This program is produced by the ARRL, the National Association for Amateur Radio, and features news highlights compiled from the ARRL letter, found on the web at www.arrl.org. Sitting in for Sean Kutzko, I'm Steve Ford, WB8IMY. Largely as the result of a grassroots campaign, the Amateur Radio Parity Act of 2014, H.R. 4969, attracted the support of 69 members of the U.S. House of Representatives, in addition to that of its sponsor, Representative Adam Kinzinger. While the just-adjourned 113th Congress did not enact the bill, the effort to gain passage of the legislation will resume anew in the 114th Congress when it convenes in January. Introduced with bipartisan support last June, H.R. 4969 called on the FCC to apply the reasonable accommodation three-part test of the PRB1 preemption policy to private land use restrictions regarding antennas. The limited PRB1 preemption currently applies only to state and municipal land use ordinances. The FCC has indicated its reluctance to provide the same legal protections from private land use agreements, often called covenants, conditions, and restrictions, or CC&Rs, without direction from Congress. In a note to ARRL section managers this week, ARRL CEO David Sumner, K1ZZ, thanked section leaders and field organization volunteers on behalf of the ARRL Board of Directors and headquarters staff for their help in garnering legislative support for H.R. 4969. Sumner said the objective for 2015 is to continue the momentum, gathering enough support to move the bill through the Energy and Commerce Committee. The last day of 2014 UTC time will be your final opportunity to rack up those remaining ARRL Centennial QSO Party points before you celebrate the arrival of the new year. To help with that goal, the league is sponsoring its final Red Badges on the Air Day on Wednesday, December 31st. That's when those high-value red ARRL identification badge bearers will be out in force on the bands. ARRL officers, elected officials such as directors and section managers, as well as headquarters staff and volunteers, and other members of the ARRL family are expected to be on the air for this event. Contacts with red badge wearers are worth as much as 300 points per contact, such as working ARRL President K. Craigie, N3KN. These events are considered activity days, not contests, and operation is permitted on all bands. Participants can call CQARRL Centennial QSO Party on phone or CQSent on CW or digital modes. While the focus is to encourage ARRL red badge holders to hand out Centennial QSO Party points, all activity is welcome, regardless of the point value. Many stations will try to keep their contacts short. The minimum exchange is a signal report, and any ARRL office or member abbreviation is optional. ARRL members are worth at least 1 point in the Centennial QSO Party. Participants get credit for each band mode contact regardless of the point value. ARRL Centennial QSO Party participants can use the leaderboard on the Logbook of the World site to determine how many points they've accumulated. Participants will need 1,000 points to qualify for a first-level certificate, 3,000 points for a second-level certificate, 7,500 points for a third-level certificate, and 15,000 points for a top-level award certificate. The Boy Scouts of America's National Awards and Recognition Committee has officially recognized the ARRL Amateur Radio Service to Scouting Award as part of its family of community organization awards. The ARRL Award recognizes actively involved scouting leaders who make a significant contribution to providing scouts with a memorable and valuable amateur radio experience. This program allows scouting leaders to wear the Community Organization Award's square knot on their uniform in recognition of their service within their community organization. This award was officially established through a resolution adopted by the ARRL Board at its 2013 annual meeting. Maine Aries Section Emergency Coordinator Phil Duggan, N1EP, wants to expand amateur radio's reach during emergencies in the Northeast. To that end, he convened a 40-meter cross-borders net on Saturday morning, December 13th, on 7262 kHz to test the communication paths for that band and time for operators in Maine, New Hampshire, and the bordering Canadian provinces. Duggan plans similar events in the future, most likely on a quarterly basis. He encouraged stations in all six New England states, as well as the Maritime provinces and Quebec, to join in. The ARRL Centennial W1AW portable operations taking place throughout 2014 from all 50 states are now in Maryland, Hawaii, and Georgia. They will transition at 0000 UTC on Wednesday, December 24th, that's the evening of December 23rd in U.S. time zones, to Pennsylvania as W1AW-3 and Iowa as W1AW-0. These will be the last W1AW portable activations of the ARRL Centennial year. During 2014, W1AW has visited all 50 states at least twice, as well as some U.S. territories. And now with this week's satellite update, here's Bruce Page, KK5DO.
As we look back on 2014, there were many accomplishments in ham radio and satellites. December 12th marked the 16th anniversary of the historic and very successful event of receiving live SSTV pictures from the Mir space station. The first picture was received on December 12, 1998, and continued through April of 2000, with several hundreds of exciting images of the crew, space, and of the Earth. Many pictures can be viewed at marxmg.org. Thanks to W9NTP, W4HTB, W8ZCF, WF1F, N6CO, and RV3DR for making this milestone possible. Mir was deorbited in March of 2001. And this year, on January 21st, we have Ham TV on the International Space Station. Thanks to Farrell W8ZCF for this week's story. From all of us at AMSAT, we wish you and yours a happy holiday season, and we will be back next year with more satellite news. This is Bruce Page, KK5DO, for the ARRL Audio News.
It's time to dust off those keyboards. The ARRL Ready Roundup takes place January 3rd and 4th, 2015. It's very easy to get on Ready and the other digital modes, and some late model transceivers even have Ready and other digital capabilities already built into the radio. Participation in this annual operating event has grown, along with enthusiasm for digital modes. In addition to conventional Baudo Ready, Ready Roundup ops could use ASCII, AMTOR, PSK31, Packet, and other modes. Newcomers are always welcome to join the fray. The 2015 ARRL Ready Roundup runs from 1800 UTC Saturday, January the 3rd, through 2359 UTC Sunday, January 4th. Participants may operate 24 out of the available 30 hours. U.S. and Canadian stations send a signal report and state or province, while DX stations send a signal report and a consecutive serial number starting with 001. International Amateur Radio Union President Timothy Ellum, VE6SH, highlighted the benefits of amateur radio during disasters in remarks at the International Telecommunication Union Telecom World 14 Conference, December 7th through 10th in Doha, Qatar. Ellum told participants that radio amateurs are already in place in 170 countries, and that amateur radio does not rely on commercial networks, and that hams have the technical know-how to disseminate information during disasters. Through Ellum, the IARU is a founding advisory board member of the ITU's Smart Sustainable Development Model Initiative. And that concludes ARRL Audio News for this week. Our thanks to all contributors to this week's report. Please note, there will be no ARRL Audio News December 26th or January 2nd as we take a break for the holidays. Audio News will resume on January 9th. ARRL Audio News is produced by the American Radio Relay League, the National Association for Amateur Radio. More information on amateur radio or the ARRL is available on the web at www.arrl.org. You can also find us on Facebook and Twitter by searching for ARRL. If you have a question or comment about ARRL audio news, email us at audionews@arrl.org. This program is copyright 2014 ARRL, and all rights are reserved. Until next time, I'm Steve Ford, WB8IMY, 73, and thanks for listening.